Did he get it? Yes, sir, he did! Touchdown, Detroit Lions!
You're listening to the One Podcast. What's up, Lions fans? Tori Petri here for another episode of the One Pridecast. It's been a busy week around here. We took last week off of the podcast. It was a little bit of a quieter week in the off season, but things are ramping right back up again this week because it's the week right before the draft, so there are plenty of draft previews to be done. The schedule came out this week, which is always a huge event in the NFL, and I love being able to finally plan out my life for the next few months of the year once we know what the schedule is. So that's always a fun event for me. And then we had Bob Quinn's pre-draft press conference this week. I know you guys are used to getting the podcast on Wednesdays typically, but we waited until a Thursday today so that we could get all of the news in there. On today's podcast, we decided to talk to a player since they are back in the building this week. Just another thing to add to the craziness this week, but it's so much fun because once players are back in the building, things really start to feel like, okay, we are getting back to football here. Today's guest is Matt Prater. He sat down with me to talk to me about his offseason, about trimming down this offseason, about dad life, about being back in the building, and also what players look for when the schedule comes out. It was a fun conversation, so hopefully you'll enjoy this little catch-up with kicker Matt Prater.
Be sure to stay tuned to DetroitLions.com for offseason news and analysis as they take fans down the road to the draft, presented by your Southeast Michigan Ford dealers.
Joining me now on the One Pridecast is kicker Matt Prater. Matt, you are our first player guest in the building on the podcast. We've been doing some player guests over the phone, but it's nice to have you guys back here.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to be back and surprised that I'm the first person that you asked to come up here, of all people.
Of course. Well, we want to have Matt Prater on the podcast, so thank you for taking some time with us this week. Catch us up on what you've been up to this offseason.
My off season consisted of changing a lot of diapers and taking kids to and from school. So I was here basically year round, did a trip to Disney with the family, went to Arizona, saw my dad a little bit, but for the most part was here just, working out, and trying to stay in shape and dieted for the first time and lost a little bit of weight. So I feel good. I'm ready to get back to work.
Yeah, great work. Looking good. But thanks. It sounds like a lot of dad duty for you during the off season.
Yeah. It's like, you know, go to work close to year round, but then you get time off. And it's like my real job starts of being a full time dad.
Right.
And, you know, hats off to people that can do that year round because it's not easy for sure.
Because you have the new little one. How is it being a dad of three now?
Two is manageable. Three is hectic. But our third, she's awesome, 10 months, close to walking. She stands up, she took six steps on her own a couple days ago. So she's really close to walking. So that's exciting. But, you know, the kids keep you busy. And I'm a volunteer coach for my son's T-ball team coming up pretty soon.
Oh, how fun.
So that should be fun too.
Have you ever coached anything of his before?
No, I've never coached anything, really. So it should be interesting, and I'll learn a lot, I'm sure.
What do you feel like you need to know ahead of coaching a kid's team?
Not a ton. I think, you know, he's three, so I think it's more so just teach him the fundamentals of how to throw the ball the right way and swing the bat, and not hitting people with the bat or ball and all that good stuff.
The basics. So,
it should be pretty self-explanatory, I think.
And sometimes it can be fun for maybe his little teammates to know, hey, Matt Prater's my coach.
Yeah, I don't know if the kids at three know anything about sports or pro sports or anything like that. But
they'll look back on it one day.
Yeah, maybe so, as long as I'm not too mean or hard on the kids.
I'm sure you will be a great coach. I mean, I see you go on the sidelines with your son, teaching him how to throw and kick on the sidelines. So I think you've already got part of the coaching thing down.
Yeah, that's fun. That's the easy part, getting to, you know, see my family. That's like one thing I always try and do at any game that my kids or wife are at. I always try to see them in pregame and spend a little time with them. That's something that hopefully they'll be able to look back and remember it, but just something, a special moment for all of us every week.
Tell me about the dieting. What has that been like?
Well, I don't even know if I should call it a diet. It's just basically eating a little bit cleaner, I should say. But so technically I just kind of started the Mediterranean diet, which is a lot of you know, like fish and white meat, and not so much red meat. So I can't do my go-to, which is burgers and fries like 3 days a week. So
I know the last time you were on the podcast, I think it was with Sam, and you were talking about all the cookouts that you guys have at your house.
Yeah. Well, we started doing, my wife started doing the meal plans. It's easier with the kids. So it's kind of prepped, and once a week, we get a big box.
Okay.
And it has just enough the ingredients and different things to cook for four of us, because obviously the 10-month-old isn't eating the same kind of meals. But so that's been good, and it's been easy to follow that. So yeah, just not a lot of fried foods and soda and junk food, basically.
What's the go-to meal on the Mediterranean diet?
Oh man, anything chicken, anything is good. You can eat a lot of cheese, which I love cheese. So chicken and, you know, quesadillas, tacos.
Ooh, love it.
Anything.
I can get on board with tacos
all the time.
Yeah,
for sure.
And pasta?
Yeah.
This doesn't sound too bad.
No, it's pretty easy to follow, so that's the only reason I could do it.
Of course. Well, you guys are back in the building with your teammates now. What's the benefit of being back this time of year?
Well, for me, the benefit's getting out of the house, so I don't have to change as many diapers. But I think as far as the team goes, just kind of getting some, you know, the chemistry and seeing a lot of the guys, seeing what guys have been up to, seeing how hard guys have worked, coming back in shape and ready to go. And I think everybody's back here with the same mission in mind to get the best or do the best that we can to help us win games down the road.
What does this week or couple of weeks in phase one look like for a specialist?
It's basically the same as for everybody. We kind of get introduced to the running and the lifting weights and all that stuff, and then you have your individual meetings and whatnot. But for specialists, we'll start kicking a little bit here and there, and gradually build up as we get closer to camp.
I mean, I think that's something that people might not completely understand. You know, we hear players back in the building and we think, okay, football stuff, but it's not exactly that quite yet, right?
Right. Yeah, it's such a long season that if I were to, you know, really start kicking a lot, and it would just be really hard to maintain it, you know, as far as like the distance and different things. So I try to peak and really start kicking more going into the regular season. You know, if you're kicking really well this time of year, it's not going to do much for you,
right?
And then come December, you'll lose distance on field goals or kickoffs. So it's kind of a process of, you know, figuring out things you can improve on from last season, and so you basically try not to make the same mistakes, because as a kicker, I think we had I couldn't even tell you the stats last year, but I think we had four misses on field goals. And so I look back and try to figure out what happened on those misses so it doesn't happen again.
Well, you don't have too many of them to look back on, but of course I know perfection is the goal.
Yeah, for sure. It's just one of those things. I can always remember every detail of a miss, but if you ask me about, you know, a shorter kick that we made, it might have been a good kick or whatnot, I couldn't tell you anything about it. I just remember all of the things that weren't perfect or I didn't make.
Well, that's what makes you so good, when you know what you need to go back and fix and you do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you're always trying to learn and improve.
Yeah. I'm curious, when you guys come back for workouts, is there a different regimen that you have to focus on as a kicker? Is there something specific that you have to work on in the gym in order to improve your game on the field?
Yeah, well, you know, you just want to keep up your leg strength or your leg speed as a specialist. But for me, you know, you want to try to do everything equal. It's hard. You don't want to have, you know, tree trunks for legs and toothpicks for, you know, an upper body. So I try to be as proportional as I can.
Okay. So it's still important to do upper body, even as a kicker.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
It
could be between the years, too, where, you know, mentally, you know, and I go out there and I'm already basically the smallest person on the field. So then if I'm skinny on top of it, it just, yeah, it makes it even look worse for me. So.
Well, that would make sense, the between the ears. I mean, you want to fill out the pads,
somewhat of an athlete, maybe.
exactly mm-hmm. I like it.
The NFL draft is just around the corner. Be sure to visit DetroitLions.com to stay up to date on Lions potential draft picks, news, analysis, and much more. DetroitLions.com, your home for everything Detroit Lions.
So another piece of news that has happened this last week has been the schedule release that came out on Wednesday night. I know from a media perspective and fan perspective, we're all over it. This is something that we wait for every year. What about for players? What do you guys think of the schedule release?
For me personally, it's not a big deal, because the uprights in the field are always the same width and, you know, the distance. But, you know, it's kind of take, for me, it's day of time and just focus on, I know I have to be here tomorrow to work out and run. That's so far down the road for me personally. I don't look into it too much, but it's always fun and exciting getting to go play different teams from different divisions and all that stuff. So it's fun.
So it's interesting that you guys, it doesn't matter to you as much where or and when you're playing those different teams. It's
right.
Just kind of you show up week to week.
Right. Yeah. Every week's going to be different, and with the same goal is to win. Shouldn't matter who we're playing. Just go out to try and win.
Well, you do get to return to one of your former teams this season. You go out to Denver. What's that like in your mind?
It should be interesting. I don't know if I'll get booed or, you know, cheers. I don't know. It's so far down the road. We'll kind of cross that as it gets closer, or, you know, worry about that as it gets closer. But it's for me, it's just the same. I just expect to go out and make kicks when they send me out. But whether it's in Denver, Detroit, or Miami, it doesn't matter. I just want to go out and make the kicks.
Do you pay attention to which games are outdoors, which games might be, you know, weather games that could affect? Because that affects your position particularly more than maybe
typically
some others.
We won't start looking into it too much until that week. But, you know, Denver is one of those places where one day it can be 70 and sunny in December, and the next day it can be 20 and snowing and windy. So one of the things, you'll pay attention to it as the game gets closer. But you definitely, you know, anytime as a kicker or punter, or maybe even quarterback, but anytime you can play indoors or somewhere warm, it's always a benefit. So it makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah, it seems like that Denver game is really the only outdoor one that could be iffy. Maybe Washington there at the end of November, but I mean, you would know the December weather in Denver better than anyone. I was going to ask you what it is, but it sounds like you can't really predict it.
Flip a coin. You never know. There was times, and this time of year, we'd go to the off-season workouts. You know, one day it'd be 75 sunny, then get up in the morning, walk out to your car, and it's covered in snow. You have to turn around, go get a jacket. So,
goodness.
Yeah, Denver, the weather in Denver's crazy. It just flips all the time.
Well, we're looking forward to, you know, getting football back in an even bigger sense. I mean, it's good to have you guys back in the building, but I think we're looking forward to seeing players out on the field and then being able to actually see those games come to fruition. But we don't want to rush too much through the off season.
Right, for sure. No, it's the fun part. And, you know, this is when you build relationships with your teammates, coaches, support staff. So this is a great time of the year.
Well, thank you so much, Matt, for spending some time with us. Enjoy your off season and don't change too many diapers.
All right. Yeah. All right. Thank you for having me.